You're just joining me. I'm now about to say hello to Anthony Lark. He's the GM of the wonderful Trisara on the west coast of the island, and he's also the Phuket Hotel Association president as well. Welcome, Anthony. Thank you for talking to me today.
Hi, Gary. It's my pleasure. Thank you for having us on today.
It's always a pleasure, never a chore with you, Anthony. You know that.
Oh, mate. Well, we appreciate your support. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. So you've got an event coming up. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
We do indeed. About a year ago, the members of the Hotel Association were looking at things that we could do that could make a real demonstrated impact on the island's environment. And we all agreed unanimously that single-use plastics and the way in which hotels manage water and straws and film on laundry bags, etc., was the most likely culprit in us coming together to be able to really make a difference. So we decided the best way to do that was to raise awareness and create an event, which is really the first of its kind. It's an innovative event rallying the hotel business and all of its stakeholders to discuss environmental sustainability for the benefit of the whole community, not just our hotels.
Yeah.
So on Monday, the 24th of September, next Monday, we are holding the FIST event, which is the Phuket Hotels Island Sustainable Tourism, at the JW Marriott Hotel, and it's free of charge. Anyone can come. We have over 400 delegates already registered to come.
Fantastic.
Lots of press that we're flying in from all over the region. Great speakers from some of the best companies and experts in sustainability coming to speak and share their thoughts in an effort to really raise awareness.
Tell me a little bit about the speakers that are coming, because you've got some really, as you say, you're flying people in, and we've got some really expert speakers that will be talking.
Correct.
Yeah, and teaching people, I guess.
Well, exactly, and certainly just in terms of bringing their message and their expertise across to the audience who's going to attend at the JW Marriott. We have people like Bernard Boneberger, who's the president of Six Senses Hotels and Resorts worldwide.
Yeah.
Probably the most active in hotel groups for sustainability globally.
Yeah.
We've got people from engineering companies. We've got Dr. Marissa Jablonski, who we bought out as the Hotel Association through the United States Embassy to spend 2 months in Phuket just in the last couple of months, going around to every single hotel, sharing her views and solutions to be able to reduce plastic by meeting our chefs and our executive housekeepers, etc.
Yeah.
So she'll be talking. We've got David Keane from Quo, David Barrett, who's one of the consultants from the Slate Hotel.
Yeah.
A whole range of great speakers from all over the region.
Anthony, the FIST, P-H-I-S-T, seems to be bigger than the ones that you've done before. This seems like you guys are really, really does look like you guys are really trying to form a movement.
Yeah, it is, Gary. We've worked very hard to bring in these amazing speakers to create a compelling event for people to come to actually walk away with some actionable ideas that can actually make a difference to the community. We've got, as I said, about more than 400 people already registered. We think we'll end up with 500 by Monday, which is the biggest event and that Phuket's ever put on in terms of sustainability or in any way associated with the environment.
Yeah.
With experts, as I said, from all over the world, really. And there are roundtable discussions between experts. There are people doing displays and bringing their green products to the JW Marriott for the hoteliers and for the members of the public to look at.
Wow.
We're including the Thai Hotel Association.
Yep.
We're bringing in all people from Singapore. We've got people from Hyatt all over the region, their sustainability corporate affairs people. The Phuket governor is coming to open it.
Brilliant.
Eric Ricourt, the founder of Greenview, has been helping us put this together. So we've really brought all of the greatest people in this business together to come to Phuket to help us manifest this. And like I said, it's all about step one being raising awareness and hopefully the people that come to it and the momentum we create can get some really actionable items in place that really, really make a difference.
It sounds very big hitting. Let's get the message out there to everyone. My question, I've got a little question for you.
Sure.
It is really great news that the anti-plastic movement has finally caught on here in Phuket. And seriously, well done to everyone involved. Have the member hotels been given a deadline to stop their use of single plastic? Or what I mean is, when could we visit one of our fantastic Sunday brunches at our hotels here or a beach club and not see plastic bottles and straws?
That's a great question.
Thank you.
I think that I can assure you that the hotels within our membership have actually made a pledge in our most recent meeting to eliminate all plastic drinking bottles from all accommodation.
Yeah.
And we've also pledged to remove all plastic drinking straws from all of our food and beverage outlets, either this year or into 2019. Just a couple of the steps that we're taking. And that's significant. But we're also providing alternatives to plastic drinking bottles, such as using reverse osmosis water plants that use reusable glass bottles.
Yeah.
We've provided companies that provide that, and it's actually cheaper
than
water bottles made out of plastic. So, yeah, we are committed, and there is a pledge in place.
Well, listen, Anthony, thank you so much for talking to me today. Let's just get this out here one more time. The event is on the 24th, this Monday.
It's on the...
Which Marriott?
24th at the JW Marriott up in Maikau.
You're in Maikau, yeah?
Yep, JW Marriott at Maikau in the north of the island on the west coast.
Yep.
And it's, as I said, it's free. We've got not many seats left, but if you register today or Friday, you'll probably get a seat or two and come and be part of this incredible movement, because it's the first time we've ever done it. It's the biggest ever environmental sustainability forum anywhere in Thailand, and We're being watched by Chiang Mai. We're being watched and with great interest from Indonesia, from Bali, from the Philippines. We've got people from Indonesia and the Philippines coming to watch what we're doing to hopefully get this movement started where they are as well. So it's a regional effort.
That's fantastic. And I'm pleased that I'm just a little part of it, being able to talk to you on my show this morning. So, Anthony, thank you so much. I will put out the website again and details for people to check in. But thank you so much. I wish you the best of luck. Lovely to talk to you as always, Anthony. And as I say, I wish you the best of luck on a Monday. And maybe we'll have another chat again soon.
Gary, we really appreciate this. And thank you for putting the good word out. And hopefully we'll see you up there on Monday, mate.
I'd love to see you guys very soon. And well done, as I say. Good luck on Monday.
Fantastic. All right. We really appreciate your time today. Take care.
You're more than welcome, Anthony. Thank you so much for talking to us here on The Tiger. Cheers.